So the goal of,
Okay.
yeah. Okay, thank you. So the goal of the talk is the following. I want to answer to the following question. So let X be a smooth projective curve over C. So the question is, what is the cohomological whole algebra associated with X? So unfortunately, Yanni is not here because already he complained about my way to say cos. So attention, please. So for me, cohomological algebras are cohomological all algebras a la Shiffrin and Vassero. And this COA is only a very specific example of Concevich-Siebermann algebra. So as I said, I would like to answer to this question. What is the natural cohomological algebra associated with a smooth projective curve? Yeah, this will be associated with the two Calabi-Yau category indeed. This is the goal. So in order to, so what I want to do is now reformulate this question. And so first I need to recall what we know about quivers, about cohomological algebras associated with the quivers. So unfortunately, I need to introduce some notation. So Q will be a quiver. Then Q0 is the set of vertices. Q1, yeah, this is standard notation, but anyway, is the set of oriented arrows. Then for any arrow, we have a source and a target. So I can fix a dimension vector V. And I can define VI, the vector space VI, that is simply C to the VI. And then I call representation space of the quiver with the fixed dimension vector V, simply this direct sum. All homomorphism from V attached to the source to V attached to the target. So this is my space of representations of Q with the fixed dimension vector V. So now, as I said, in order to...
You don't have relation.
I don't?
Relation.
No, no relations. No relation. So, as I said, in order to better reformulate my question, I need to tell you what we know for cohomological algebras associated with a quiver. So let's recall the following result of Shiffrin and Vassero. So what they said is the following. So there exists an associative algebra structure a la all, which means that the multiplication is given by convolutions on the direct sum by varying all dimension vectors or the equivariant Bore-Mull homology with respect to a suitable torus whose rank depends the quiver of the cotangent stack of the stack of representations. So what is this? So okay, denote this by GLP. So by definition, that stack is the following quotient stack. So simply there is an associated moment map, and then it is the preimage of zero mod GLB. So this is simply a direct sum of the equivariant Bore-Mull homology with respect to P times GLB of the commute of the preimage of the memo map at zero. Yeah, T, okay, so here what I have to say. So T in general is it's a torus whose rank depends on the quiver. So for example, if Q is the Jordan quiver, then the torus is C star times C star, and the preimage of this quiver with a fixed dimension n, preimage of zero, is simply the commuting variety. So in general, the definition is a little bit more involved. So now I can reformulate my question in the following way. No, the point is that T is inside C star to Q1 times C star in general. But yeah, I mean, it's more involved to say, so can tell you later. So anyway, now we have this result. So the question is this theorem true if we replace the stack representation of the quiver by covex? So what is covex? So you can imagine covex is the algebraic stack of coherent sheaves on my smooth projective curve. So as you can see, anytime you have a cohomological whole algebra a la Schiffman-Wasserow, you are dealing with equivariant Bore-Mull homology of the cotangent stack of a sum fixed stack. So in this case, I'm simply replacing the stack of representation of a quiver by the stack of all coherent sheaves over a curve. And I need also to introduce the following one. So I fix the rank and degree, and then I call co alpha x simply the algebraic stack of coherent sheaves on x of rank r and degree d. So here the rank and the degree are in z, the rank is always greater than zero, and if the rank is equal to zero, then d is greater than zero. So now the question is, what is the cotangent of that stack? So let's write what is. So I have to write down what is the cotangent stack of the stack of coefficients on X with the fixed rent and degree. So this is by definition a spec sim of H0 of the dual of the cotangent complex of coalpha X. But luckily there is a very explicit description. So this is the stack that I will denote by X alpha X of X sheaves E, and then there is a X morphism from E to omega X times E on X, where E is a coherent sheaf on X of rank R and degree D. So as you can see, I'm not imposing any semi-stability or stability condition, and so I'm taking all X sheaves, also the rank 0 1. And the reason is because we will have a more interesting algebraic structure coming from considering all the stack. So now everyone wants to know if there is an algebra. So I can erase this part. And later I will tell you what could be, how I can describe explicitly what could be in that case. So as you can expect, otherwise why I'm here? So there is a good theorem that tells us that there exists an algebra structure. So this is a result of me and Schiffman. So there exists an associative algebra structure Halal. So this means that again the multiplication is given by convolution on the direct sum by varying all rank and degree of the equivalent Borel homology with respect to the phi star that acts by scaling the X morphism. So the equivalent, the Borel homology, all these stacks here. And so here, this phi star X by multiplication on the X field. And so I call this the cohomological whole algebra associated with the curve X. As before, at least from the point of view of Schiffman and Vassero, this was the cohomological whole algebra associated with the QRQ. So now, what can we do? So I can introduce other stacks, and I can introduce some subalgebras associated with these substacks of the stack of X-sheaves. So this is, okay, unfortunately this is not clear. So yeah. So in the sense, no, I cannot. So already in the case, how can I say so? Already in the case when you have not cohomological all algebras, but you have simply all algebras associated with coherent sheaves over curve of an I field. Also in that case, there is a big distinction if that all algebra depends or not on the curve, only on the bind number of the curves and so on. So in this case, I cannot state anything. So a priori, it depends on the curve. Maybe there is a subalgebra that depends only on some information coming from the curve. This I cannot say. So parabolic at the end of the day means, at least for me, that instead of a curve, you take an orbifold curve. And so, yeah, okay, so there is a result of Biswas and other people that says that anytime you have a parabolic shift, parabolic vector bundle is the same thing as seeing this vector bundle on some kind of root stack over the original curve. Where root stack means that you put orbifold structure around the points where you are fixing the parabolic structure. So from this point of view, I mean, a priori, I don't see any restriction. So at the level of the construction, make no distinction considering X or considering some root stack over X. This is only my point. But then obviously the algebra is, algebra would be different, obviously. So what can I consider? So I can take the stack on nilpotent inches. So I mean, by definition, this simply, okay, this is a stack, but let's write in this way. So we assume that F is nilpotent. And so there is a subalgebra that I will denote by coa x nil that is given exactly in the same way, but I will replace the stack by this substack. So now, in the case of quivers, so one has also, it's still here. So in the case of quivers, one can also consider some kind of semi-nilpotent or nilpotent stack that is inside this one, consider the associated cohomological algebra, and then one has that after localization, they are isomorphic. So also in this case, if you don't want to deal with all different algebras that we introduced, you can always think that the nilpotent attribute after localization is, you can erase it, more or less. And so RC star is the equivalent cohomology of a point. And then this is the field of fraction. So now, why not? So in the sense that, you can define a multiplication in the same way. But you can show that it's compatible. Yeah, at the end of the day, it does not matter because you can use this, but okay, see your point.
I mean, using this is direction definitely the way it's non-zero, so it's, there's some Euler factor which is non, so it's equivalently it's not zero, but it's not clear whether it's the convolution is compatible with it, but probably they don't care.
Yeah, but they, yeah, you can double check anyway. So it's a dependent computation. So anyway, so I said before that I want to consider all Higgs. So in particular, I will take another. So I will define coa x zero and coa x nil zero. So unfortunately, I'm very bad with the notation. So what is this? So you take simply the equivariant Borel Moulmann homology, all the Xs of rank 0 degree D. And here you do the same, but for the nilpotent ones. So as I said, this is important because we have some nice results if we consider already this one. So what is the nice result? So we have this theorem by Netz and Schiffman. Let's say that there exists an action, of this cohomological algebra associated with the rank zero Xs, rank zero Xs on the direct sum by varying of n. Of the equivariant Borel Moulmann homology, Ibeskind of points in the cotangent. So, and obviously I can replace this with the nilpotent part. So as I said, I didn't want to restrict myself to only the semi-stable part of the stack. So a priori you could if you fix the slope. But here, as you see, there is already a nice result to say that this core acts. So let's see why this core acts on the equivariant Borel Moulmann homology with the screens of points on the cotangent. So the first thing that you have to use is the Bovill-Narasimhan-Ramanan correspondence. So what this corresponds and tell us in this case, so let's write down explicitly. So the idea of the proof, the following. First, you use Bovill and Simon-Ramanato correspondence. And this tells us simply that anytime you have an X of rank 0 and degree D on the curve, then this stack corresponds to the stack. They will denote in this way. Of zero-dimensional coefficients on the cotangent of length d. So nothing more and less than this. So, and at the end of the day, the goal is that I will use a lot this correspondence in order to write not only this action but also another one that I will right later. So how this works? So we have this, and then we need to consider a diagram that is in this form. So here I have a stack that I will introduce in a second. And then here I have my co 0d. And then here I have Hilb d plus n, the tangent. And then Hilb n on the cotangent. So I will denote this map by pdn and this map by qdn. So as you can imagine, this is the stack parametrizing all extensions of this form. So here I see this as an ideal sheaf, so as a point in Hilb d plus n in the cotangent. This one will be a point in Hilb n on the cotangent, and then a td is an element in the stack of zero dimensional sheaves of length D, the cotangent. So I denote this extension by star. So P and D, what does? So I sense an extension to the pair TD IM plus D, and then QDN sends the extension to IN. And then the action, I mean, one should prove that this is the action, is given by pullback and push forward with respect to this morphism. So, as usual in this whole algebra business, anytime you need to define multiplication, you need to define an action, you need some kind of a convolution product that comes via a correspondence. So I call this Ecke correspondence. So what this Ecke correspondence does, simply modify ideal sheaves at some points. So it's a modification of the sheaves at certain points. And obviously, so this story is not restricted to the case of Hilbert-Skinsoff points. You can take also higher rank generalization of Hilbert-Skinsoff points on the cotangent. So for example, one can take moduli spaces of frame sheaves on the suitable compactification of the cotangent. So we can set S is, so remark. So you can take this compactification. So this one is the compactifying divisor. And then you can consider a moduli stack. Of frame sheaves so this means pairs E where E is a torsion free sheaves on F on S and an isomorphism the restriction of E to the compactifying divisor for example the trivial vector bundle there or rank R so here R will fix the rank C1 the Fresnel class and the discriminant. And so one expects that these cohomological algebras associated with the rank zero XGs, also an important one, will act on the equivalent Borel-Moore homology of these moduli stacks. So for example, in the case in which my original curve is a P1, then these are examples of Nakajima queer varieties associated with the affine A1 Dinkin diagram. So there is a point that I want to make here. So again, the only thing that I'm doing in order to define the action, in this case, Hilbert-Skinsoff points, but also in that case, is that I modify torsion-free sheaves at points. So now, So I hope you remember that Gaiotto with Aldai and Tachikawa, they state a conjecture relating a four-dimensional gauge theories with the two-dimensional conformal field theory. So the way that Schiffer and Wasserow prove that conjecture was via the action of the cohomological algebra of the Jordan quiver. The action of this cohomological algebra, so the Jordan quiver, on the Borel-Moore homology on moduli space of frame sheaves on P2. So So they constructed this action, and then one implication of this is, for example, there exists an action of Virasoro, for example, in the rank 2 case. And in general, you can construct actions of W algebras by using this action constructed by Schiff and Vassero. No, Viras, so in this case, for example, Negut construct explicitly Virasoro inside the Youngian of GL1 hat. So the Youngian, so you have to take the double of this. The double of this will contain the Youngian, and then Negut wrote down explicitly the Virasoro operators by using, by using correspondences in a very explicit way.
What selects Virasoro inside the whole Poha?
Pardon me?
What selects Virasoro inside the whole Poha?
In what?
I mean, somebody just gives you the Poha. Would you have recognized?
In this story you have always to take the double, and then because this realizes only the positive part, then you have to take the Ginfeld double in order to realize the action of the entire algebra or the entire vertex algebra. Yes, and then what they did in the original paper of Schiff and Vassero, what they did was to compare representation of this koa, so the double of this koa, with the representation of W algebras in a very indirect way. What Negut did was that he wrote explicitly. So there are formulas that describe explicitly what are the operators inside the double of the koa. It's very nice from this point. I don't know if I answer.
It is true that the koa in specialization is the positive part of the W1.
No, it contains. So the koa contains the positive part of the Youngian of GL1 hat.
It's not equal.
No, not equal. It's only the sphere, yeah, so the part of it.
And when you simplify the double, you actually get an algebra which mixes not just the product of koa.
No, because you have to identify the carbon. So you take the double means that you take two copies of them, but then there is a Cartan part that you have to identify.
Can you give an algebra structure to the double?
Yeah. There is a procedure of Ginfeld that does this. Okay. So it's a formal procedure, yeah.
And which coincides with what you get if you take sort of the action of Poha and the joint.
I understand, yes.
And there is a joint action.
Yes, it's a, yeah. There are two equivalent ways to do the same construction, is right.
Is it obvious that the drink of double of Poha?
I don't know. I mean,
it's not obvious, like
that. As Ben said last time, since I'm recorded, it's better not to make statements that I'm not completely sure. So we can discuss later. So anyway, my point that I want to make here is the following. This koa acts here, but acts in the rank 1 case. So this is Hilbert-Skinsoff points on C2, right? And then this koa acts here, and what I have in this theorem is that there exists another koa that acts in a generalization when I replace C2 by the cotangent. So my question for the audience, so is there an interpretation of this result in gauge theory in a similar way that than here? So here, as you can see, your conjecture tells us that one should realize some vertex algebra. So there, I have directly the koa, but I don't know what could be inside. So then it is a question of... there is only one.
Only one.
So...
The principle of your case can be at this point. Then.
Yeah, the fixed locus is very bad, yes. It's not isolated, yeah.
These are called topological. Almost.
Yeah.
So this is...
So what is your answer? So you think that there is a vertex algebra appearing also in that context?
I think it might be at a critical level.
But this will depend on the curve, right?
Well, you can get. You are solo acting on different points.
Yeah, but still, it's not. So you see, okay. So your last sentence helped me to introduce another thing. So as you said, you can take a different Virasoro attached to two points. So for example, if I take P1, I can have, for example, two Virasoro, one attached to zero and the other one attached to infinity. So this implies that from this point of view, indeed, what I'm only doing is a modification at points. But I can do better than this. I can modify my torsion free sheaths or instantons along the curves. So then this is the next topic, and I will explain in the case of P1 what is happening.
In the case of P1, there is an answer sitting in the computer that apart from it, W2 plus.
But
and then that accent
for
all the
flat at one.
Okay, I will say to what you have, and then
it's like this, and has pieces for zero infinity, then at all ends.
Okay, I will say to what I have, and then we. So what I have is the following. So let's take the simple case, the case of P1. So also in the case of P1, I can consider two different algebras. In the case of P1, I'm lucky because I have another torus that acts. So we have the following. So, okay. So consider. So the following algebra that is given in this case, we take two copies of a C star. So this case will be a coa of P1, but with this extra equivariant action. So once it started, the one that acts on the X field, the other one is the one that acts on the sheaths, and because it's the action coming from the natural action of C star on P1. And then I can define also an important one. Simply, I take here the nilpotent. So now, these algebras act on the equivariant Borel-Moore homology of moduli spaces of frame sheaths on a suitable compactification of the cotangent of P1. So we'll denote this in this way, and I will explain what they are. So, and as we will see, in this case, the action is given by modifying the sheaths along, for example, the exceptional curve of the zero section of the cotangent of P1. So here, MBW is simply the moduli space of frame sheaths . So in this case, I have again a torsion-free sheaf and an isomorphism, the restriction of this torsion-free sheaf to the compactifying divisor of the cotangent of P1 to a fixed vector bundle, the compactifying divisor. So here, E is a torsion-free sheaf on a compactification, an orbifold compactification of the cotangent by adding a sticky line. So here will be P1 with a trivial action Z2. And so the K theory class of this sheaf is fixed by V and W, and simply F infinity W should be a vector bundle Here, so this means that it is a vector bundle on P1 with a Z2 equivariant structure. So I will take simply this OP1 tensor, the reducible representations of Z2. Yeah, it's a, you see? Yeah. So reducible, so this is a reducible representations of Z2. So in this case, this is simply a Nakajima queer variety. Associated with the affine A1 linking diagram. But the stability condition is not the dominant one. So now, how here the action works. So as I said before, anytime I want to construct an action, I needed to use this Bovill Narasimhan Ramanan correspondence. So what tells me in this case? So again, by Bovill Narasimhan Ramanan correspondence, I have that I will take the nilpotent case. In the nilpotent case is simply the stack that I will denote in this way of coherent sheaves on the cotangent such that the reduced part of the support is inside the zero section, which is exactly a P1 included here. And then how the action goes. So I needed to write down another Ecke correspondence. So now the Ecke correspondence will modify, I mean, simply modify sheaves along the zero section. So I will denote in this way. Will be simply the stack, all extensions on my frame sheaves. Such that tau is in a co P1, the cotangent of P1. So now in this case, I guess if there is a vertex algebra, it will be more involved than the one given by the Ecke correspondence that modify sheaves of points.
Yes.
So now what this should be, so what is the, so what is this coa? So what is this cotangent of P1? So the cotangent of P1, no, why am I, sorry. So I'm erasing the wrong. So the cotangent of P1 is the minimal resolution of the A1 singularity. So let's write down the fan of it. So I have this cotangent here. So this is minimal resolution of this. And the corresponding fan is given this way. So in particular, I have a fixed point here and a fixed point. So I call this zero and infinity. So this means that I have a stack of sheaves inside the cotangent such that the support of F is zero. And also I have another stack. So similarly than before, but the support is at infinity. So now both stacks are inside the stacks of nilpotent ikshis. So at the level of algebra, this means that the cohomological algebra, so the stacks of zero-dimensional sheaves supported at zero and zero-dimensional sheaves supported at infinity, is contained in the cohomological algebra of the nilpotent ikshis. So this is isomorphic to X, nil, and P1. But then it is at the level of cohomological algebras, imply that the cohomological all algebra on the associated with the Jordan quiver, two copies of this, is included here. Why so? Because this stack is simply can be simply represented as the stack of commuting matrices. And then we can use the result of Schiff and Vassarò. And so in particular, what we have is that two copies of the positive part of the Youngian of GL1 is contained here. So one can state the following conjecture that one should justify better, but let me state for the moment. So what we think is that the coa of P1 in this equivalent case contains a subalgebra that after localization is isomorphic with the Youngian of GL2 at. After? Because it's always a positive part. The plus is a positive part. No, but this is always positive. This is only the positive. Okay. Yeah, okay. But still, this is a different way. Okay, so. So why we make this kind of conjecture? So. I guess 3 years ago, Schiffman proved how to compute the Poincaré polynomial of stable X bundle. So let's recall his statement. So what he proved is the following. So there exists a polynomial depending of the genus, the rank, and the degree, such that for any smooth projective curve, over FQ, we have that this this polynomial evaluated at the vial numbers, so this is the set of vial numbers of the curve, is the number of absolutely indecomposable vector bundles on the curve. Moreover, if the rank and the degree are coprime, then we can use this to compute the Poincaré polynomial of stable X bundles. And here there is a shift. And so we have this result. So in some sense, since I have to conclude. So one can proceed in the same spirit of Ben. Let's say, so we have some formulas. So let's try to categorify them. So in this case, what this means is the following. So we can make the following conjecture. The conjecture that we can make is that the co of X, okay, after localization, contains the positive part, opposite part, of a Youngian of a Z G plus 1 graded Lie algebra GX such that the graded dimension is given exactly by this polynomial. So now, for example, one takes the case x equal to p1, then we have that this polynomial is 1 if the rank is 1, 0 if the rank is greater, and then q plus 1 if the rank is 0. So this agrees with the previous conjecture. But still, for example, when x is elliptic curve, then what we have is the following. So here is 1. Here is 1 minus the divine number of the curve plus q. So this means that a priori one should expect that some extension of the elliptical algebra, the Youngian of the elliptical algebra should be realized. No, I'm sorry. This expect that in the case x is elliptic, then there's a big question. Co of x maybe contains a positive part of GL1 double F. So I guess in the case of Malikov-Kunkov, they do everything with a stable envelope, right? So this is at least a different approach by using sheaves, so supported this case in the exceptional curve. So, and anyway, this is all I wanted to say. So thank you for the attention.
Anyway, you could proceed with.
So we have infinite many conjectures. So I mean, it's always easy to state things. So let's take here. This one, and I take the minimal resolution. So the fan of it is something like this, right? So, and the preimage of 0 consists of k minus 1 p1s, right? So a priori, for each reducible curve, I should have the same coa of p1. And then the question is, if I tensor this by varying all irreducible components, what this contains. So our idea is that this contains the positive part of this guy. Yeah, because in that case they take the affine Dickey diagram of type AK minus 1, and then they have this. So, but this means that, so the main point here is that the action will be on cohomologies, equivalent cohomology of Nakajima queer varieties, but with the not the dominant stability condition, is another one. So usually when a Nakajima, Varagno, Vassero, Olivarano, Locostat actions, geometric actions of Youngians or quantum toroidal, they had to fix that stability condition, 1, 1, 1, 1. In this case, they are different stability conditions. So a priori, since that if you fix a cyclic quiver, and then you have the space, all the stability conditions, or by crossing a wall, so by changing the Perkele structure, things change. So you have two different moduli spaces. But should this algebra should appear anyway.
I don't know if you're talking about the same koha, but it looks like you have the Yangian for the affine group, these two parameters, and then all seem to apply in these equations.
No, but here you have also one parameter, as in the
Yangian for the affine group is because, no, sorry, it looks like a double leap out, right? The quantization of double leap. One for the double. The Yangian was a quantization. Then Stocker was only dealing with them as two. That's what was very much. But really, my version of this.
And they have to add an equivalent action, right?
Yeah.
An action.
Another possible answer. I was leaving out.
Kevin, I think this second loop exactly comes from this observation that when you the extra affine reflection corresponds precisely to the sum of this by the total special fiber. And for a general curve, this is missing. This extra affine reflection comes from, or rather, it's a twist by the total special fiber. And in the training, it's always. General curve that we don't know.
Okay. Any other questions? What's the +1?
It's plus. Because the polynomial depends on g plus one variables, the weight component, and then if you take two, you have alpha one to alpha g, and then alpha one bar to alpha g bar, and then alpha i times alpha I bar, they always give you q. So I mean, no, I don't, yeah, I mean, yeah. So you see, in the spirit of what you said, you have something very concrete in some sense, some formulas, and then you try to categorify. But then,
Know that these things as right thing.
No, already this one is not correct because you see, there are these two parts. So for this reason, I had the two. So it should be an extension of a GL1 and double head. An extension. What kind of extension? I don't know. Or a station or some weird grading. I don't know. Because usually, in order, so you should erase this to make the statement more correct. But unfortunately, I don't know how to modify this. So we know that what I wrote is a good approximation of what should be, but what is, I don't know. So it's not clear. And this is simply the case of the elliptic curve. So as usual, the case of the elliptic curve is already very involved.
Yes. Another question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, in the case of rectangular curve, whatever algebra you find, like between the Young-Lin for affine GL1 tensor topology.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Because so you are simply saying I take a general curve, then I take sheaves. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in this case, then I erased. So in this case of P1 and P variant, there is the S assistor, and the X assistor kill everything. So and for example, in the K theory case, already rank zero is more involved. Because you have the K theory of products of the original curve that appears. So it's yeah, the curve plays a non-trivial role. Yeah.
There's no more time.